Tonight, Chicago officials trying to keep up with an outbreak of measles hitting multiple communities, including at least two public schools. Overall, the city reporting 12 cases in just 1 week. 10 of those infections connected to this specific city migrant shelter.
At this point, would you say the situation is under control?
Well, measles is quite contagious, and it spreads among those who are not vaccinated. So we are trying to get it under control by vaccinating as many people as possible.
Chicago's Commissioner of Public Health says the city has vaccinated more than 900 shelter residents, but that was after the outbreak began, and immunization takes time.
It takes 21 days for the vaccines to become effective.
This woman is staying at the shelter with her two young children. She agreed to speak with us if we concealed her identity. The conditions are awful, she told us. There's more than 300 people in one area. We're all crammed together. The city says it's trying to create more space, moving families with vulnerable pregnant women and children less than a year old to hotel rooms. Nationwide, the CDC reports at least 45 measles cases combined across 17 states so far this year. But Chicago's outbreak underscores that new migrant arrivals can mean new public health challenges. Many here come from Venezuela, which has a low measles vaccination rate. Chicago's mayor says don't blame the migrants.
They didn't bring illness. In fact, migrants are more vulnerable to the existing infectious diseases that we already have here.
Chicago says it's also now offering vaccines right here at the city's landing zone when migrants get off buses to help protect against the potentially deadly measles virus.